What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Central Valley Health Unit Administrator Robin Isler joining us. And Robin, welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me again, Warren.
Yeah, thank you again for joining us, constantly keeping us up to date with the ongoing COVID-19 situation in our county and our surrounding area. And we got a few things we need to get to today. We'll talk more about the weekly testing that's being rolled out through the month of September. But right now, we'd like to address right away, we have seen a slight uptick, and we're wondering what's going on. Where are these positive COVID-19 cases coming from in Stutsman County? And Robin, you say there's a lot that attributes to that right now.
That's correct. So when we receive word about positive cases in our community, we really look at that here at Central Valley Health to kind of determine if we see some common denominators that are happening. And right now what we're seeing, as we know, we've done some targeted testing at the University of Jamestown. We continue to have targeted testing at our employer groups like long-term care, the North Dakota State Hospital, and others that are doing testing, and those also produce some positives. We are seeing some increase in maybe some businesses that are seeing more positive cases within their businesses. So when I break that down a little further, what jumps out to me is that we're seeing people in that 15 to 49 years of age. That's where we're seeing the highest number of positives in that age group, which makes sense. These are people that are out doing activities. This is our workforce. So we are seeing more people being positive in those age groups.
And so adding on to that, then we're seeing, like you said, with the college testing, more and more businesses opening up, maybe loosening up restrictions, schools coming back in place, more events being held. That's kind of where we're seeing these positives coming from as well.
That's right. You know, and it takes one positive person, and then they're around, people are just around more people, and then the chance for the virus to spread is happening. And then a lot of times those close contacts, as we call them, are turning out positive as well. We are seeing people with symptoms. The symptoms are very vague and mild, which makes this difficult, from just a little runny nose to like a headache. But the telltale sign of COVID is the loss of taste and smell. Everybody I talk to pretty much has had that symptom. And really, a lot of people think it's asymptomatic. I would guess that over half of the people that I speak with do have symptoms of some sort, some mild, but some very severe as well. So it isn't something just to take lightly with this disease, because it can have consequences, and we don't know what it'll do to our bodies in the future.
Again, Robin Isler, Central Valley Health Unit Administrator, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And adding on to that, Robin, like you said, we don't know the long-term repercussions from this, but even if we're feeling safer about that, things are loosening up, events are happening, now's not the time to be lax about it.
That's right, because we are getting back into school. We want our kids to go to school. They want to be in school. So we have to start to maybe think of how to keep all of us safe. If you are attending school-related activities, sports activities, make sure you're social distancing. Make sure that on the weekends, in the evenings, that people aren't gathering together socially. We just need to kind of back up, make sure we're wearing our masks, and try to stay safe so that we can keep things open as much as possible and continue to enjoy activities.
Absolutely. We want to enjoy everything as much as possible as well. So we have to take these steps right now so we can do that. And Robin, again, we were doing those mass COVID-19 testings throughout the summer a little bit. Those have scaled down a little bit. However, we want to make sure testing is still available to the general public. So Central Valley Health is doing these weekly COVID-19 testings in Jamestown, right?
We are. And so right now, our weekly testing will be held every Friday from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. This is a drive-up testing event at the Jamestown Civic Center. We do have the National Guard available to assist us with the testing process. So if you drive over, you don't need an appointment or anything, but we do ask that you pre-register, and you only need to do that once, pre-register at the testregnd.gov site. And you can find that at the North Dakota Department of Health's website or Central Valley's website. It's testregnd.gov. www.nd.gov. Go there, enter your information, come to the testing event, we'll look you up. We are doing oral swabs, and it is a free event to the public.
Right. First come, first serve. It operates pretty much how the mass testing events did. However, it'll just be available now every week, Friday, at the Jamestown Civic Center. And Robin, you are looking for specific individuals to get tested more than others right now.
That's correct. This is really for people who might have been deemed a close contact or those with symptoms. Now, just because you're a close contact and you go get tested and it turns out negative doesn't mean you get to get out of your quarantine period any faster. You still need to fulfill that. But it can tell you if you've acquired the disease, which can be helpful. And then, you know, it's just more for your general knowledge and to make sure that you don't spread the disease to others. So just a little caution with the close contacts. But then if you have symptoms, we definitely want you to come so that you can find out what's going on with your health.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power in a situation like this, and being smart about everything as well. And Robin, if people do have questions, I know you guys have been keeping constantly updating Facebook, your website and everything. If people are looking for information, there's several places they can go for local information.
That's right. So centralvalleyhealth.org, the North Dakota Department of Health still has their toll-free hotline, 1-866-207-2880. We will be offering up a press conference again. So we'll be putting that back out on our Facebook page when that's happening, just to provide the community with information. The governor is still speaking, so if people are interested to hear what's going on in the state, that's also available information.
Perfect. Yes, as much information as possible, being smart about it, taking those steps, getting tested if you need to. Robin, anything else you want to mention as regarding testing or regarding the cases right now in Stutsman County?
I think we covered it pretty well. The best thing we can do is stay safe. I am anticipating vaccine to possibly come this fall for those first responders. The healthcare workers will be the frontline people to receive a vaccine. And then we are encouraging people to get a flu shot, and we will be offering flu shots through Central Valley at the Civic Center, probably as a drive-through. COVID vaccinations will probably be as a drive-through. So you're going to have ample opportunity for drive-up events, whether it's to get tested or to receive a vaccine. So just keep informed and watch out for that.
Right. Things still happening. You guys are still busy with the influenza shots and everything as well while dealing with the pandemic. So we appreciate that. And Robin, thank you for taking some time today and joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.